Hello. I believe this should be, if things are all in order, the second of our speaker interviews after our interview with Panama Hat on stream that is coming up, or not coming up, has been on Thursday, because this is not pre-recorded, I promise. I'm joined with one of our featured speakers, Academic Agent, who is hot off his speech at WITAN, what would that be, nearly 3 weeks ago now.
Yeah, how are you doing, Evelyn?
I'm good, as always.
So, is my plan to give exactly the same paper not gonna work?
I did notice you'd mentioned that ages and ages ago. You'd said on Twitter, sort of slyly, that, oh, I've been scheduled to speak at three events this year, and I plan to speak about the octopus at every one, which you could, you, I don't know, you might be able to do, but we can get round to that further when we think about the theming,
I don't
but.
know. I've started to see flaws in my octopus model already, unfortunately. So, or
Let's.
it requires tweaks. So maybe I should.
All the best works normally do. But no, I'm quite glad that we have almost like a schedule now of events in the UK for specifically our own circles. And it seems, if plans go well, that there might be an even sort of wider variety of stuff. And I'm glad that there is just this kind of almost kind of endless scope for just, trial and error really with this stuff. As long as it's not going to cost us an absolute fortune or get us in too much trouble, then it's worth a crack, sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do think something we've talked about, just amongst ourselves before, is the importance of calendar. Yeah, having a set of regular things that everybody can look forward to,
Yes.
can help foster community. It's also something our enemies are very good at, by the way. But, well, I say they're good at it. It is almost like every single day is now like Pride Week or bloody,
Yeah. Well,
but Fat Black Month or whatever it is, but
I think about, all the posters you see in, town centres. What was the one they had in Bolton not too long ago? Was it like Marx Fest or Marxism Fest or something like that? And they had these, brightly coloured posters, quite well pasted on basically every surface of the town. I managed to take a few off myself before the pasting glue dried, but I can't get the rest of them now. But I'm sort of in future imagining these magnificent shieldings and Nomos posters pasted across towns and cities across the UK. Of
Yeah.
course, we won't quite have them for this time, but I'm sort of showing people on screen at the moment that there is, of course, the website, and there is our most recent event, which you'll be, or not our most recent, but our most upcoming event in London on the 28th and 29th of October. I believe both variants of ticket are still available for those who are interested. I'm just trying to think. I don't think I've missed anything too vital, so I might just go on ahead and ask you. We have this sort of rough theme, which I quite enjoy having sort of more open themes, because I think it allows people to have a different approach to it. And that's specifically I was going to ask, we have this theme of what do we really want? Not necessarily what are you planning to put in as the content, but how might you approach that sort of question?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I do think this is one of the areas that there's a gap between theory and actuality. And that if we're honest with ourselves, a lot of people, even people on our side, actually probably like secretly want just exactly what we've got now with slightly more sensible government. So
No, it's very much as the point you made in your speech at WITAN, when the woke sort of woke capitalism, woke social progressivism, whatever we want to call it, when it gets put back in the bottle, we will see who the real distance are. When the flag waving starts again from the Tory party and they sort of put on this full right shift. We'll see who are the real curmudgeons who refuse to just accept that. But sorry, I'll let you go on.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. We will see, because I continue to believe, as hard as it may be to as hard as it may or as much as it may stretch credulity, I continue to believe that they will at some point inevitably try to work a containment angle. When that time happens, we've been through the whole the Queen's funeral in the past 10 days, and it's been quite a big reassertion of national identity and pride and so on. Including many of us, kind of, it was a genuinely emotional, series of events, and see all the people in the uniforms and, the pageantry and so on. But of course, in the back of my mind, Evelyn, I have been thinking, the tools that those in power have at their disposal to bring people back are considerable,
not to make it the main topic of discussion, but I have noticed that the way in which the Queen's funeral has been, or the death and the whole ceremony on media, it's been more of a media phenomena than has a real event for the most part. And that's not to say that there hasn't been proceedings, there hasn't been all these ceremonies, and that to some extent these are elements of, the last vestiges of British tradition or whatever you would want to refer to them as. But it also feels, like when you see pictures of the massive touchscreen ordering thing in McDonald's that says, RIP QE2, we only really saw this level of, inundated messaging with COVID or with Ukraine conflict. And
yeah, I mean, the only I think that one of the big takeaways to take for us, though, is that get a glimpse of what things may be like if we were ever in charge, as well, because just in the 7 to 10 days, there was quite a phenomenal shutting down of any attempts of leftists to get political about it. I'm not talking about on social media where I was a bit, much more in the wild. I'm talking about just like on the BBC or on, they really were very restrained.
I don't think Ash Sarkar has been on BBC to give comment about it, has she?
No. I mean,
that's exactly what I mean, though. Normally, any event happens in Britain, they will drag the worst of the worst up to give comment in media. But for one reason or another, they haven't over the last week or so. But such great gatekeeping abilities in media is possibly one thing we might consider as having to really want for ourselves.
or something like this. So, I mean, there is another way you can look at it, which is, it was like a kind of one. Let's say there's 100 steps to get to where we would want to be. It was like one more step towards our direction. Arguably.
It's something as well. When I considered the question, I thought that there was a lot of scope for talking about things that have been recent subjects. I know you got a whole big thing about the positive versus the negative vision, and I kind of have my own approach that I want to give to that, which is that I think we really need to think about who we are before we can think about what our vision is. But again, this is things that people who pay a premium for a ticket are here or will be there to listen for. So I might try and keep it somewhat brief if you've got nothing else to add, and quickly bring up something I found really entertaining and saw the other day and thought you might enjoy as well.
Okay.
Who is Michelle Donnellan? How she went from WWE marketing to cultural secretary?
Well, it just goes to show that pro wrestling is real life, right?
Yeah, no, this means we expect you to bring in some wrestling terminology for us at Nomos so that we can get that little taste.
Well, it's the same skill set. You've got to control the crowd and establish villains and heroes and so on. It's the same thing. Yeah. Okay. Great.
Well, I suppose that's sort of, it's at least, I'm sure everyone knows who you are anyway and what you do. So it's more just to have something that people can come and check and be like, oh, they've managed to get Academic Agent on. That's a surprise. And hopefully incentivizes a few folk to come along who, if they aren't already aware, The Nomos London event will be on the 28th and 29th of October. You don't have to be there for both the days if you don't want to. The main event is on the 29th. And the link for tickets shall be in the description. So I will say goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.